This is Chicago.
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 Hilson.
Rogers Park.
Uptown.
Wicker Park.
My favorite place in the city is
River North.
Hyde Park.
Navy Pier.
Englewood.
The Hemingway District in Oak Park.
The Loop.
Navy Pier.
All the museums.
68th and Carpenter.
This is Chicago.
Born and raised.
I am born and raised. That's a clip from Voices of the City. Joining us in the studio is John Nichols. We're also joined by Representative Robert Martwick, who is also a lifelong Chicagoan. John, tell me a little bit about this project and what your role is.
My role in the project is the creator and the audio artist. We go out on the street. I record people. We ask them where their favorite place is in the city. And we combine it and create a collage out of it, an audio collage, and that is what you just heard.
And I grew up in Norwood Park, which I'm okay that I didn't hear it in the clip, but but there are neighborhoods that people have never heard of. We have a segment called Overbite Air, right? Because my dad was a Northside Chicagoan, and that's how he would say over there. And I learned about a lot of, like, I had never heard of Avalon Park. And are you surprised when people go, where's that?
I hadn't heard of many of these neighborhoods and suburbs when I went out to record them for the first place either, so it was a learning experience for everybody involved.
What's your goal in this project?
Well, I think
I don't mean to imply that you have to have a goal. I mean, this sounds like something that you want to express.
We definitely want to, I certainly want to promote more travel. We want to destigmatize the violent reputation of Chicago for those who are coming into the city, and we want to promote integration and inclusiveness.
That's something that we, Representative Martwick and I, talk a lot about, because the northwest side of Chicago is very resistant to having people come in that look different, and there are a lot of stereotypes and stigmas, like you mentioned. How do you crack through that? I mean, is it doing this and having, you know, this personalized view of what it means to be a Chicagoan?
Well, it's a very complex question. How do you crack through it? I think you need to attack from all angles at one time, at one, you know, moment, if you want to really get through it. This project that I'm doing, Voices of the City, is a small project that contributes to the overall goal. But if people really want to break through, then, yeah, there's education. You have economics to deal with. So many different things.
What has surprised you the most in doing this project? What was, because you kind of go in with an idea or a concept, I'm guessing.
I'd say what surprised me was the willingness of people to participate. Because when I first went out on the street and I'm thinking, well, we got the approval to do the project with Pace Suburban Bus. Pace Suburban Bus was fantastic. And when I realized, okay, we're actually going to do this, I've got to go and get these recordings from people and probably need to start with at least several hundred. Right now we have a little bit over 350. And, yeah, just seeing people ready to record and, you know, participate in the project and have fun, and I think that was it.
And how is this going to be used? How is Pace planning to use this art?
They're broadcasting it on their buses.
So is it? So while people are on the bus, they're going to hear?
They are hearing it. It started on December 17th.
Oh, congratulations.
Really?
Yeah.
And how will they rotate through then? Because you're continuing to collect more voices and more points of view on this.
Well, right now, it's six audio collages that are being broadcast on 16 different routes around the city, and we focused on the ones that connect with the airports.
Okay.
And I think the way that it's going to go is we're going to figure out, you know, what do we need to do to make this project work? What do we need to do to tweak it?
Mm-hmm.
To troubleshoot, you know, what are the complexities in this project that we need to confront? For example, do the override messages work, or is it playing at the exact stop that we want it to play? Things of that nature. Is the rotation working the way that it should work? So right now we're in the tweak phase.
And there, you know, I love the idea of, here, Representative Martwick, if I said, well, first, where are you from? What would be your answer on that one?
Jefferson Park.
Jefferson Park. And then the second question is, John, is
where is your favorite place in the city or suburbs?
Put you on the spot.
Where's your favorite place?
And so when you just put them on the spot and they got to say it right off the top of their head.
Huh? People probably think about it, don't they, a little bit? I would have to.
Some of them think about it. Some of them come up with something right away.
Yeah. Are a lot of them restaurants, museums, parks?
We did get a lot of restaurants. We have museums, parks, definitely. Millennium Park is a really common answer. That's one of our collages. Now, the Voice of the City collage, I just completed one that's all Millennium Park. The one you heard there has a variety of different neighborhoods, really highlighting the diversity. But on the other hand, you have some of these collages where we focus on, like, sports in Chicago, for example, like Wrigley Field or Sox Park or the United Center. So, yeah, there's plenty of answers that people give. Some of them are more unique. Some of them are like the lake is a common one.
You know, I would imagine. I love my lake.
That's what I was just thinking. And it's so typical that, given what I do for a living, that as I think about my favorite places in Chicago, I was realizing there are places that I never go to.
Yeah, and that's right? That's
too busy,
really,
too busy working.
And that's really John's goal here, is to open up all the possibilities in the city. And I mean, and how do, I mean, you know, I wonder, are people maybe, you know, I hope they're Googling while they're on the bus listening to, like, oh, I've never heard of that, or where's that neighborhood? I'm guessing that's part of the goal too, is in the moment.
I think there's a mix of responses at this point, because what I'm trying to do as the artist in the project is to discover what amount of locations is the best to reach people.
Sure.
What's the most effective? Because if you have 20 different locations, is it going over people's heads? Maybe we want to reiterate some of these locations so people actually look at it. Like a location like Promontory Point, for example. Have you ever heard of Promontory
Point?
I had never heard of it either. Mm-hmm. It's right by the planetarium. It's a wonderful location where you could view the whole skyline and the lake. It's beautiful. But so if you say Promontory Point, for example, in one of the audio collages one time, and then you go into a number of other locations, you know, say like Navy Pier, that's one that everybody knows. And then you have someone that saw a location like nobody's ever heard of, like Memorial Park in Bellwood was one that I can think of off the top of my head. And you go through a series of these locations. Are you going to remember Promontory Point by the time you get to the end of the experience?
Right.
You know,
I will now. I'm going to lock that into my mind. Promontory Point.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what, you know, I think we're working with now. The project just started December 17th. And, you know, I go on the bus and it's like a composer of a symphony, for example. If you take someone like Gustav Mahler, I don't know if you listen to Mahler or any. Mozart, for example, composed symphonies right off the top of his head. He didn't have to do too many revisions. But if you take someone like Mahler, he revised his symphonies constantly after hearing them. After hearing the orchestra perform, he's changing them for years, years and years afterward based on what he heard. So I think right now the creative powers in the project are revising based on the performance.
And the tone and what you because you're obviously, you know, hearing it. And as you mentioned, it's a collage. And I'm excited to hear how this continues to develop. 312-981-7200. You can call or text us. Let us know where your favorite place is in Chicago or in the suburbs. 312-981-7200. Tell us your neighborhood. Tell us where your favorite place is. And you only get to pick one. Did you decide it was the beach, the lake?
You can pick more than one.
You can pick more than one. We're not going to put you on the spot.
You know, for me, so I can't say anything without offering a little explanation, right? You know, that's me. But it's where I can go and really be calm and peaceful. So I would say it's Hollywood Beach, or it's which I really love. Or, and again, I maybe get there once a year. Or it's sitting in the stands on a warm summer day in Wrigley Field watching a Cubs game.
That's a good one. Tom, how about you? Neighborhood.
We needed that one. We need to play the Wrigley Field one later in this show.
Yes,
because
I think we will. I think we will. I guess this is kind of a weird one, but because it's also my place of employment. But I would say the new 400 Theater in Rogers Park.
There you go.
Rogers Park is, like, I'm from the suburbs, so I adopted Rogers Park as my home because I went to Loyola, and it was a place where I found a lot of solace, and I loved it enough that I was like, hey, you guys should employ me. So it's one of my favorite places.
Well, mine, I'm Jefferson Park, and I love the Chicago History Museum. 312-981-7200. Let us know what your favorite place is in Chicago or the suburbs. More in a moment on 720 WGN.
This is Chicago. My favorite place is Wrigley Field.
Wrigley Field
on a good day.
I love Wrigley Field.
My favorite place is Wrigley Field.
White Sox Stadium.
White Sox, by the way.
The White Sox.
And the United Center.
United Center.
The United Center.
Best city in, you know, the United States.
Best city in the whole United States. You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios with a spectacular view of Navy Pier and this beautiful city. Joining me is Representative Robert Martwick of the Root and Tootin 19th District and John Nichols, who has created Voices of the City. It's an incredible project enriching the metropolitan audioscape to promote inclusive travel. And I love what you created. This is beautiful. Joining us on the line, we were asking, what are your favorite places in Chicago? And I love that we're hearing from folks. John, here is Christy. Hey, Christy, where are you from?
From Elmhurst.
And what is your favorite place?
Well, my favorite place is Garfield Park Conservatory. I just love going there, and especially in the wintertime. You walk in and you're hit by this wonderful, moist, tropical air, and it's always beautiful there, and it's such a great escape, and it gets more beautiful every time I visit. So that is the place where I like to take people when they visit from out of town. I wanted to share that with you guys.
I love that. How often do you get a chance to get over there? Do you make a date with yourself and say, I've got to get over to the Garfield Park Conservatory?
I do. I've been there by myself before, but recently, probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago, my husband and I went on the day off.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's fantastic.
I'll bet you get that quite a bit too, don't you?
Garfield Park Conservatory, we have a few of those.
Yeah, I like the Lincoln Park Conservatory as well.
Yep, that one's in there too.
I'm with you, Chrissy. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great night. One of our listeners, we have two listeners that texted in a couple places. The 219 says, my favorite place in the city is Montrose Dog Beach, the happiest place in Chicago, and I don't even own a dog. I'm originally from the Northwest Indiana area, but I'm now a Northsider in Ravenswood.
Montrose Beach, we do have that one.
Yeah. Live right down the street from Montrose Beach, best beach in the city. I'll fight for that. I'll die on that cross.
Do you have a dog, Tom?
No, I am allergic.
I
just kind of watch, but I also, you know, take a bunch of Claritin before I go.
There you go. The beaches are going to be pretty popular. My favorite beach is North Avenue, though. I was a guard there. I was a lifeguard for 2 years. I love that beach.
I like Ohio.
Ohio is great, too. That's where all the nice thing there is because it's so people don't seem to know about it, right?
It's a secret.
You just told everybody,
until
John.
Now.
Yeah, what are you doing?
What do I do?
I do like Ohio.
I take it back.
They got a nice little restaurant.
Exist.
The 312 says the Northwestern University Lakefront in Evanston and the Fullerton Corridor if you're a beer lover. The Fullerton Corridor. I'm not
familiar. That's a new one.
Yeah. While your head like snapped up, you're like, wait, the Fullerton Corridor.
I have not heard that one.
And then this is in our neck of the woods. Literally, Representative Martwick and I live on the northwest side. The 312 says, Whalen Pool is one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. I need to write that one down because I like to go to pools and swim.
Well, this is it's a forest preserve pool, which is unique in the city. I think it's, I don't know if it's the only one. But, yeah, Whalen Pool is a...
And it's huge.
It's huge. It has two slides. It has a little kiddie area. It has zero depth, so you walk in. You can just wade in. So if you just want to sit, like, on the edge of the water, there's a jet area. It's part water park, part forest preserve, because you're in the middle of the forest. There's a grassy area where people can picnic. There's a concession stand. It's got everything. It's mm-hmm. our favorite place. It's weird, because I have such strange memories of it. Do you remember when... Did you go there when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
So when we were kids, they had those jets you had to walk through, remember? Mm-hmm. Now you can just take a shower, but right. You had to go through a forced, cold shower. Yeah, I have to agree with the 312. That is one of the best places in Chicago. I don't know. Because I have a son with special needs, it's a perfect place for him because of the zero depth and also the kind of kiddie area and the jets. He loves all that sensory stuff.
We got to save that one for the summer season.
Yes. Go now. I'm kidding. You can't go now. We have Ruth. Where are you from, Ruth?
At the moment, I am Gurnee, named after a Chicago mayor. My kind of town, Chicago, is Chinatown. Chicago Union Station.
Yeah.
When people are coming in from all over the country for Thanksgiving, the Great Lakes Naval Metro Train Station, when the graduates are there with their families headed for Chicago, my kind of town.
Oh, Ruth, I love it. And Union Station is one of my favorite places, too. I have to agree with you on that. And not just because they shot the Untouchables there. Thank you, Ruth.
Especially.
Yes.
It was a great New Year's Eve, Patty.
Oh.
Not seeing you again.
It was great seeing you again, too, Ruth.
And you know what, Patty? I still love the Bears, even though I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, and God bless them.
Oh, that's very nice
of you. But you know what?
They need
it this week. The emblem of the country is the eagle.
That's right. That's right, Ruth. Thank you so much. Have a great night. Be well. We've got to take another call. Here's George. Hey, George, where are you from?
Rogers Park.
Rogers Park. And a big shout out for Rogers Park. We love that neighborhood. What's your favorite place in Chicago?
I do, too.
Yep.
Well, it's not really in Chicago. It's in Evanston on the Northwestern campus. It's called Shakespeare Garden.
Yeah, that's a great one, too. I'm familiar with that one. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Okay, that's a great place to sit and relax. And you know, it's just one of my favorite places.
I love it. How do you get a chance to get out there? I mean, obviously, it's a little cold now, but in the summer, do you make a date with yourself and go over there?
I've done that. I've done that with a girl, and you know, it's just a nice place to sit and talk and relax. But I like doing stuff like that in the winter because I work outside all the time, so it's not cold. You know, I just bundle up and enjoy that too.
Oh, that's great! You gotta get some fresh air, especially in these cold months. Well, thank you so much for that, George. We appreciate it. Have a great night.
You too. Now, thank you.
Thank you. And we have a correction from the 312. It was not Fullerton Street, corridor. It's the Fulton, F-U-L-T-O-N corridor.
Okay.
So I'm not familiar with that either. With the various beers in the area. But
Fulton, is that also known as the Fulton Market?
Fulton Market area? I think so. We'll have to do some research on that. Hey, Kathy, where are you from?
I'm from Highland Park.
From Highland Park, and what's your favorite place?
Buckingham Fountain.
Ah, see, there's so many great ones. The Buckingham Fountain is wonderful. Did you get now? Do you have a summer it ever goes by and you're like, I can't believe I didn't get a chance to get down to Buckingham Fountain?
It's kind of tough with the parking, but if you can figure out that, it's just so beautiful to look at, and it makes a beautiful sound, and it's so symmetrical. And then I'm also going to throw a shout-out to the Ryerson Library at the Art Institute for a winter spot. If you want to set art and have, you know, kind of archived art books, and of course, Wrigley Field.
Oh, there you go. Those are some great destinations.
Classics.
Thank you so much, Kathy. It was wonderful to hear from you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. From the 708, hey, Patty and guests, the Oak Park Conservatory and Chicago Botanic Garden. Thank you for this topic. And that's Sue from River Forest. She enjoys photography and art. Yeah, I have to. Well, I'm not familiar with the Oak Park Conservatory. That's from your neck of the woods.
It is, and it is a fantastic conservatory. I remember when I was a kid, I released praying mantises in that conservatory.
I'm sorry, what?
I released praying mantises in there with permission.
I hope so.
It was for pest control, for biological pest control.
Okay.
Yep.
We all have things that we have to get done. The conservatory.
I think I was like 5 or 6 years old. I was taking a science class there.
I have not been to the Oak Park Conservatory. I have spent a lot of time at the Chicago Botanic Gardens. We always go throughout the year, whether it's for the pumpkins. They do great pumpkin carvings there. They have the Christmas train. Have you ever taken Bobby out there for the trains?
At the Oak Park Conservatory?
No, at the Chicago Botanic Gardens.
Oh.
You got to get out there.
No.
And the pumpkins are beautiful.
We took them to the Illinois Railway Museum, which was pretty neat.
That's cool. Has that come up yet, the Illinois Railway Museum?
It has not.
Oh, that's a great place, too.
Well, it's not really Chicago.
But it's suburbs, too.
It's definitely suburbs.
That's almost Wisconsin.
That's almost, well, yeah, yeah. It's Western Illinois, so it's a bit of a hike.
It's a drive, yeah. That's a half a day. You got to be able to take some time out. What's the name of that Western town out there? Is that still open? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, and I don't know. We drove past it. It's right there.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
I can never remember the name of that place, but they have like you can pretend like you're panning for gold, you know, that kind of stuff. What are some of the places that we've missed that has come up quite a bit on the? I know. When we get a moment, we're gonna also play the museums because I mentioned the Chicago History Museum as being one of my favorite places. I, of course, Art Museum I know comes up quite a bit.
The Art Institute comes up a lot. One caller just mentioned that one.
I'm such a science and industry fan. I love that museum.
Brookfield Zoo.
Yeah.
That one's come
great.
up quite a bit.
Lincoln Park is wonderful, too.
Lincoln Park. We did some recordings in Lincoln Park. Absolutely. DePaul University. I remember
DePaul.
One answer was the smoking steps on DePaul University.
Where people just hang out and smoke?
I guess they just hang out there and smoke.
Hey, Tom, before we go, can you play the one with the museums, too? I know we've got an audio clip before we go. Let's see. I also, from the, here we go.
This is Chicago.
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 My favorite place is Art Institute.
The 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 Art Institute of Chicago.
I really like all the museums.
I love museum campus.
My favorite place is the Southwick Museum.
Museum of Modern Art.
Ah, this is Chicago.
Oh, that's wonderful. John, before you go, I got a couple more that just came in. The 847 says, my favorite places are Montrose Harbor for fishing, Museum of Science and Industry, and strolling the lakeshore bike path. Another caller from the 773 says, Betty Bot Shop, all vegan, 100% gluten-free, and Nightshade Tree corn-free at 7100 South Shore. And that was the Wild West town that we were talking about, which is in Union, Illinois. So thank you so much to our listeners for sharing that. John, congratulations on this project, and we'd love to hear more as it continues to grow. And everyone be listening. It's on the Pace buses from the airports?
Yes, it's on a number of Pace buses. They're listed on the website.
Which is?
VoicesOfTheCity.net.
VoicesOfTheCity.net. Congratulations, and we
wish
you all
the best.
Thank
you for having me.
Of course, our pleasure. More in a moment on 720 WGN.